friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marni Miraz Shichiu, and the schus for Yeshua Meir ben Chavisara and Moshe ben Malka for Shleima, Bracha Batzlach B'chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem, and Perek Gimel Pasuk Dalid, Pasuk Gimel. You know what? Let's do Pasuk Beis. Vayar Malach Hashem Eilav B'Labas Ha'esh. Vayar Malach Hashem Eilav B'Labas Ha'esh Mitoch Hasneh. Vayar V'ni Hasneh Bo'er Ba'esh V'Hasneh Nenu Wukal. An angel of Hashem appeared to him in a blazing fire out of a bush. He gazed, and there was a bush all aflame, yet the bush wasn't consumed. Vayar Moshe Surna V'Eres Amara Gadol Azeh Madur Le'Evar Hasneh. Moshe said, I have to turn aside and look at this marvelous sight. Why doesn't the bush burn up? Vayar Hashem kisar liros vayikray elav Elokim mitoch hasneh. Vayomer Moshe Moshe vayomer hineni. When Hashem saw that he turned aside to look, Hashem called out to him out of the bush. He said, Moshe Moshe. And he said, I'm here. So we have to understand when it says Vayar Hashem kisar liros, Pasuk Dalid, Hashem saw that he turned aside to look. It already says in Pasuk Gimel, V'yomer Moshe Surana. Already in Gimel he looked. So what are we adding in Dalet? In Dalet it should say, V'yomer Moshe Moshe Al Tikrav Halom. What do you have to say? V'yar Hashem Kisar Liros. It already says, V'yomer Moshe Surana. So we know that Hashem saw. So why does the Pasuk have to add? Oh, Hashem saw that he turned to see. The Al-Sheikh already asked this question. In Medrash Rabbah, there are drushes on Vayar Hashem, that Hashem saw, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the tsar of the Jewish people, or that he turned away from his own dealings and he saw their pain. And that's apparently because of this kasha. What does it have to say again? Hashem saw that he was Sar Liros when it already says, Vayomer Moshe Asurana. So that's the Medrash. We want to know the Fipshuto, how to understand this Pasuk, these Pesukim. We also have to understand what it says in Pasuk Gimel, V'yodol Madur Le'evar Asneh. Why isn't this the bush being consumed? In the Pasuk Gimel it already says, in Pasuk Beis it already says, V'hine Asneh Bo'er Beish V'Asneh Nen Wukal. So how can you tell me Madu lo yiv'ar hasneh? What does yiv'ar mean? Yiv'ar means, why isn't it burning? Not why isn't it being consumed. Why isn't it burning? So why then in Pasuk Beis does it say V'nes asneh bo'er ba'ish? How can he say, why isn't the snap burning, when it says mefurish that it is burning? It just ain't enu ukal. It's not being consumed. So if you were to translate it as I incorrectly translated originally, madu avar snap, why isn't this the bush being consumed? So it's great that it's not being consumed. But the correct translation is, why isn't it burning? And it says that it is burning. V'ina snap bo'er ba'ish. So what do you mean, madu lo yivar snap? Why isn't the snap being burning? It is burning. Pella, Ayin Baramban, Vidas Kenu Baratosis Vod, also the Kasha the Alshich. What does it mean in Pasuk Beis? Vine Sneh Bo'er Beish Vasneh Nen Ukal. Why does it have to say Sneh twice? Vine Sneh Bo'er Beish Vasneh Nen Ukal. We have a whole list of Kashas, and now we're going to go in the Derech of Marina Rabbeinu, Hagona Gadol Rav Dovid Yitzchak Mann. This is one of his shorter Ma'amarim. Usually he goes Barichus Gedola, Baruch Hashem, it's unbelievable. And here he goes, Bekitzer Nimratz. So it says, Marina Rabbeinu Zatzal, that it's known that the Inyan HaAvara, when something is burning, it's because of the heat that emerges when something is being consumed. Something is consumed, and the heat comes out of that thing that's being consumed. And therefore we paskin, Ein Shevach Eitzin Bepas. Since the heat that's mashbiach, that improves the bread, from is coming from the kilui, since it's already been consumed. It's not us. The idea of Shevach Eitzim Bapas is a Gemara in Psachim and Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Somebody who bakes bread with Eitzim that are Aser Bahana, like Atzei Kalayim or Klipos Orla. So if you hold Yesh Shevach Eitzim Bapas, the bread that's baked is Aser. Why? Because the Shevach of the Eitzim, the benefit from the Eitzim, from this forbidden Eitzim, is in the bread. So we paskin that ein Shevach Eitzim Bapas. Since the heat that was mashpiach the pas is coming from the fact that it was kala, that it was already consumed, and since it was consumed, it's not usher anymore. It was only usher when it was in its original form, but now that it's not its original form, it's not usher anymore. It's already been consumed, the forbidden item. And the Shevach Eitzim is coming from something that's consumed. So if it's already consumed, then it's not Aser. So from this you see that if the Sneh isn't Ukal, if the Sneh isn't consumed, so it must be that it's not burning. Because burning comes from consumption. Dim Loken lo Shaykh Be'era belo Kilui. Shehi Avara. What's Avara? Avara is Kilui. When you have avar, you have burning. Burning consumes it. That's what the heat comes from the consuming the item. So it must be that this is a malach Hashem. If the sneh is einenu ukal, it's a malach Hashem. It must be an angel. And if so, that it says in Pasuk Beis, that the sneh is boar be'esh, that's just what it looks like to the naked eye. But then in Pasuk Gimel, Moshe, after he understands what's really going on, because he sees in Pasuk Beis that it's a sneh boar be'esh, he sees that the bush is burning in fire and it's not being consumed. And then he says, Madu lo yavar asneh. No. It must be that it's really not being boer at all. That's Pasuk Gimel. Must be a malach. Asur na ve'ereh. I want to see who's in the sneh. And because of that, the Pasuk emphasizes twice the sneh. Because mitzad echad, he sees that the sneh is burning. So the chor, it's the sneh that's burning. It's the bush. Mitzad sheni, it's not being consumed. So from this we can learn that the sneh isn't burning. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu says, Asur, now let me see what is going on over here. That's what it says. Two snes. First he sees the sneh. It's boer ba'esh. So it must be it's the sneh. The sneh is burning. On the other hand, v'asneh nenu ukal. So it must be that it's not the sneh. That's why it stresses it twice. Two aspects of the sneh. The sneh is burning, but it's not, because it's not ukal. It's not being consumed, so where's the heat coming from? So Vayomer Moshe, Surah Navarez Samara Godol Azeh. I want to see what's going on. Madu lo yivar asneh, it's really not burning. Because if it's not being consumed, then it must not be burning. Have you ever seen something burning that's not consuming? That's what burning does. It consumes. So it must be that it's not really burning. must be something else. And therefore Moshe says, Surah Navere. It says a Surah Na. What's this lashon of Na? Na is usually a request. What does Na have to do? You could just read these psukim 1,000 times and not notice the most obvious things. That's life. That's the human condition. And also lashon of Asura. The Egash. I'll approach. So the Alshich discusses this. So it would appear that the lashon Asura is lashon Kesher. Like Yadech Lo Asuros. Or Beis Asurim. Matir Asurim. Beis Asurim is a jail. When you're connected to something. So if Asur means to connect, somebody says something's Asur, forbidden, what does that have to do with connecting? So I think it's the Tanya who says that it's connected, it's bound up in the Klipas, the forbidden things, and therefore you're not allowed to go near it. But Uncle Panim, that's the Lashon of Asur, something tied up. So Moshe understood it's a malach because it has to be. Otherwise, well, how do you explain that the snez is boer but it's not ukal? It's burning but it's not being consumed. Ma pitom. If it's burning, it's being consumed. Elamai. If it's burning and it's not being consumed, then it must be that it's a malach. So Moshe understood that it's a malach. So Asura Na, let me connect. He wanted to connect to it, make a kesher. Na. Na is a request. Like, I want to be helped, I want to be able to connect to this. I want to make the proper preparation that I can be connect to this merit, to this great vision. Now it would appear that it's simple to say that the union of Admas Kodesh, the meaning of holy ground that obligates one to take off one's shoes, is by Sagas HaMakabel. That's because we see it as Admas Kodesh. Otherwise, Meloch HaLaretz Kavodo, God fills the earth with His glory. Pashut, that you have to take off your shoes everywhere. God's everywhere. Hashem's here, Hashem's there, Hashem's truly everywhere. It's Mefurash HaKol Moshe. So therefore, when do you have to remove your shoes? When you perceive Hashem's presence. It says in Shmos Rab over here on Pasuk Beis, Bayar, etc. Malach Hashem Eilov. The angel appeared to him to Mao Eilov, Melamit Sheo Anashim Imo V'lo Ro El Moshe Bulvad K'shem Shikasu B'Daniel. Right, the famous Daniel, it's famous because it's Gemara and Megillah at the beginning. But only Daniel saw, they didn't see. So too, other people with Moshe, only he saw, they didn't see. And so too in Yalkut Shimoni, V'yar Moshe Asura, that he said it to the shepherds that were with him. And they didn't see what Moshe saw. Are they also Chayv and Shal Na'alecha? No. For them it's not a Makom Kadosh because they don't perceive the Kedusha here. Because Makom Kadosh is because of the Makabel. It says in Tanchuma Tetzave, Parsha Tes, Kavod Chancham Yichalu, Zay Yoshua Shiras Kavod Moshe Rabbeinu, Shamalach Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kasher Yisi Moshe Eimach. Moshe Melech Kodesh Baruch Hu Shal Na'alecha, V'yashem Raviyam Sar Hashem El Yoshua, Sar Tzva Hashem El Yoshua, Shal Na'alecha Me'al Raglecha. Me'al Raglecha. So you see here that it says that the wise people will inherit honor. And that's Joshua that inherited honor from Moses. Because God said, just like I was with Moses, I will be with you. To Moshe I said, take off your shoe. And Yoshua also, he saw this angel and he told him to take off his shoe. So what's the special schus of taking off your shoes? The answer is that it's a Makom Kadosh. That you perceive that it's a Makom Kadosh, then you have to take off your shoes or your shoe. So you need a special connection. So Moshe had that connection. See, he was told to take off his shoes, and Yoshua had that connection. He was told to take off his shoe. So it's a schia, something very special, this Indian of taking off your shoe. It shows that you are zocha to perceive the godliness. And Yoshua was zocha because there was haftacha. What was the haftacha? Kasher Yisi Moshe Eimach, just like I was with Moshe, I'll be with you. That's the promise to Yoshua. So it shows you that there's something special about this. It means being with Moshe. In other words, that Moshe was able to perceive this Kedusha, this whole Indian of taking off your shoe, because you perceive the Kedusha. Just like God was with Moshe and he perceived the Kedusha and he took off his shoe, so too I'll be with you, Yoshua, and you'll be able to perceive the Kedusha, and therefore you're going to be able to take off your shoe. So now it appears follows. It says, Vayar Hashem Kisar Liros. Hashem saw that he turned to see. So what's Kisar? He prepared himself to connect to this high level of the revelation of the vision of God. Because of that, Vayomer Moshe Moshe al tikrav halom. Ki amakom asher ata omid shem admas kodesh hu. He says, Moshe, don't come close, because the place that you are standing there is holy land. And only because he was sar liros, only because he turned to see, and he prepared himself to connect to something high, because of that, there was this special kesher. And then it became a makom kadosh. He saw something was up over here. So he prepared himself, a surah, now let me connect myself to this. Let me elevate myself. And then Hashem says, Taki, you made it. And therefore, please take off your shoes. You're in a makom kadosh. You're zocha to see that it's a makom kadosh. That's the Vayara Hashem. He saw that Moshe had prepared himself. So he said, Moshe, Moshe. He said, oh, you prepared yourself, so therefore don't come close. That's the Vayara Hashem. It's not just saying Sar Liros. That if he turned to see, of course Hashem saw that he turned to see. What does Hashem not see? But no, the Pasuk is emphasizing that Hashem saw that he was preparing himself, that he prepared himself for this great merit. And therefore that leads into the Hemshech, Vayomer Moshe Moshe. He says, all right, then take off your shoes, since you're so well prepared for this merit. Please take off your shoes. So, Baruch Hashem, for en for dalakashis. We understand why it says the extra Vayar Hashem Kisar Liros, because he saw that Moshe prepared himself. And that follows into the fact that he said, take off your shoes. When you stand the connection between Moshe and Yoshua, that they, Yoshua was zocha to what Moshe was zocha to. What's so special about taking off your shoe, that you perceive the Kedusha, then you're chayiv. When you understand the Asura, and not Egash, because Moshe wanted to connect himself to something very high. When you understand why it says Sne twice, because first he saw the snow was burning, but then he saw that it's not ukal. The snow wasn't ukal. It means that it's not a din in the snow. It's not the snow is burning. There's something else going on. It must be a malach. And we understand the stira. That's like a crazy stira. That it says in Pasuk Beis, V'hine ha-sneh bo'er ba'ish. And then it says in Pasuk Gimel, Madua lo yivar ha-sneh. First it says the snow was burning, and then it says the snow wasn't burning, because in Pasuk Beis, first he saw it was burning. But if it's burning, then why isn't it being consumed? Something burns, when something burns, it consumes. Ein shevach eitzim bepas, because the heat is not coming from the davar asur, it's coming from the fact that it's already consumed, it's done with. And therefore you're allowed to eat the bread. Even though know what was consumed was a davar aser, but it's no longer in existence. The first Moshe Rabbeinu saw it as burning, and then he said, "But it's einenu ukal, so maybe it's not burning." And therefore, he pasuk gimel says, "Madula yavar asneh." Ah, ve'ar shem ki sar liros. He said, "Asur now, oh sar liros, you prepare yourself to see this." So Hashem called out to him, and he said, "Ve'omer Moshe, Moshe, ve'omer ineni." Incredible. So, I hope that we're zocha to revisit this sugya, because this is mamisha, amara atzum gadol v'nara ad ma'id. So, very, very geshmak, very sweet. And shmi zocha lumod v'lami l'shma v'las v'kaimus kolorei samutu ratzubi ahava, amen, v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.